Tanner Roerig with us. Of course, he'll be wrestling at Colorado Mesa. And Tanner, Mike Mendoza, tremendous coach over there. It's a great program. Some national champions there as well. From over the years. Take me through your decision to go to Colorado Mesa, because it sounds like academically you had a lot of options out there. You're a really good student, but Colorado Mesa is the place you decide to go and get your education, but also go out and have some success on the mats.
So I would always go in the room there just the last like month or two, and it's just a really good group of guys, and they're just good to be around, and it's just close to home. Can go do anything I want. It'll be good.
When you've met with Coach Mendoza, what about that interaction, relationship made you go, yeah, this is the place I really want to be because of Coach Mendoza specifically?
He just kind of walked me through, like even though you're coming in like a red shirt, you're not left behind. Like, we're always going to be there helping you and going to be there the whole way.
Of course, you finished up your wrestling career fifth at 132, and so, obviously you'd love to win a state title, but placing, that's the most important thing. That's a great way to wrap up your wrestling career.
Yeah, it was amazing. Always just battled injuries my whole high school career, but just to finally make it to the state tournament and place, it felt really good.
You played other sports. You played football for Coach McKee, and you mentioned dealt with some injuries and some of those things, but kind of take me through, because for any athlete, it's overcoming adversity, whether it's physical injuries or maybe some other challenges in terms of things on the field or on the mat. What do you feel like maybe learned from your football experience that helped you on the wrestling mats?
I would just say, like, kind of just, like, not focusing on the negatives and focusing on, like, what's going on that's good, and just using that to your advantage.